two, as we continue to watch events unfolding, as President Trump has surrendered to the Zionist agenda and turned the cruise missiles loose on Syria. Washington has reopened, says the story here. I don't know who's written it, but I'll find out. The conflict with Syria with a Tomahawk missile attack. In fact, it was a mass attack, about 60 cruise missiles on Syrian Air Force bases, plural. The Russian-Syrian air defense systems did not prevent the attack. That doesn't say that they weren't engaged to do so and failed. It said they didn't prevent the attack. Maybe they were disengaged. We don't know. The Washington establishment has reasserted control at this point in time. It is an establishment presidency. No more Mr. Outsider, no more Mr. Populist. It's GOP, big government, establishment, bureaucracy. That's what's running it. It's the other arm of the deep state, as it were. First, it was General Flynn, remember? Forced out. And now Steve Bannon, gone. And watch for Bannon again, will resign in the next day or two. All that are left in the Trump administration are the Zionists and the crazed generals and the billionaires who want war with Russia, China, Iran, Syria, and North Korea. All right? That's the sad truth. There's really nobody in the White House to stop any of these people. You can kiss it all goodbye. No more normalized relations with Russia. Remember the talk we used to get from Trump about how we're going to stay home and take care of business here and work with the Russians to defeat terrorism and all that? It's gone. If it ever existed, it's gone. Even Secretary of State Rex, I don't know about any oil in the South China Sea, Tillerson, has warned Russia that steps are underway to remove Syrian President Assad. Now that sounds like a war crime, decapitation attack. We'll see. And Mr. Trump agrees. The removal of Assad allows Washington and its Zionist owners and controllers to impose another Washington puppet on the Muslim people, to remove another Arab government with an independent policy from Washington, to remove another government that is opposed to Israeli theft of Palestine, and for Exxon's Tillerson and the neoconservative hegemonists to cut Russian natural gas off from Europe. With a U.S.-controlled gas pipeline from Qatar to Europe via Syria. By ignoring all of these changes and U.S. advantages, the Russian government dithered in completing the liberation of Syria from Washington-backed terrorists, most notably ISIS. The Russians dithered because they had totally unrealistic hopes of achieving a partnership with Washington via a joint effort against terrorism. They bought into the early Trump rhetoric about working together. Didn't happen. Wasn't scheduled to happen. It's more Mossad trickery and misinformation and deception. So where this is all going, I think most of you already knew that anyway. With us the second hour tonight, instead of Professor Jim Fetzer, who's off tonight, he's got family commitments, is Scott Bennett. We're really glad about the timing because Scott is starting his own program on the Rents Radio Network next Monday. It'll run Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 5 o'clock Pacific time. Welcome to the program, Scott.
Honored to be with you, Jeff. Thank you.
My pleasure, sir. Not a big surprise today. We could see Trump acting almost frenzied recently, as if the chemical attack, he personally knew who was responsible for it. This is all crap. It's embarrassing, it's childish, it's deadly, and it is, again, designed to poke the bear. This is all about poking Vladimir Putin and mocking the Iranian efforts, which have been really stupendous in Syria to try to fight all these different people who are in there. And I've gone through the list many times. How's it look to you, Scott?
Well, I was just on with Press TV for the past hour giving a interview with other people around the world that were commenting on this missile strike. And I was flabbergasted. I said, Let me start by saying I feel betrayed, I feel outraged, I feel infuriated and sickened that this attack occurred, because it's a declaration of war, and every American everywhere is now a target for counter-defensive actions. Syria and Russia are fully within their rights to defend themselves by any means necessary, and Donald Trump has declared war without going to Congress, without declaring war, as Senator Rand Paul said, as the Constitution demands.
Right.
So, we stick to the law, we stick to the Constitution, we stick to facts, and that's how we hold them accountable. That's how we maintain the standard of, we are not an oligarchy, we will never allow ourselves to be an oligarchy. We are not a Zionist-controlled country. We will never allow that, and we keep standards and laws sacrosanct to preserve that. This attack on Syria was a complete psychological operation to distract Americans. We've seen them play this before. Right. They did it in the Gulf War 1991. They did it on September 11th, 2001. They've tried to do it under Obama, saying Syria had chemical weapons. That was a lie. And now, to pull this card out again, must look at every American citizen like a complete idiot. And that's Agreed. Offensive on a whole other level. So this entire action is offensive on so many different levels, because it treats us like idiots. Mm-hmm. It puts every American at risk. It destabilizes and destroys any hope for normal relations with Russia. I've just said on my interview, every nation on planet Earth should boycott the United States economically, informationally, militarily, demand the removal of troops from Europe, do everything that needs to be done to send the message that the world will not tolerate a totalitarian, cannibalistic, warmongering nation. The United Nations was created to stop such things. And Trump has violated that. Either he's done it himself out of deceit and hypocrisy, or he has been lied to, and right. he needs to stand up and say, everyone who told me this told me a lie. I am correcting my course, and I am prosecuting everybody who filed this false information with me. Because if Trump doesn't do that, then he needs to go down with this ship. We as Americans cannot allow this. We cannot allow someone to come into the presidency and take our country down this road. We voted him in specifically not to do what he just did. And that's what I said on Press TV, too, because I voted for him. I liked him better than Hillary because I knew what she was up to.
Right.
And everything that I wanted him to do, he has now betrayed. And we cannot allow that to stand.
Very well said, Scott. Excuse me. Absolutely on target. He has betrayed us. He has betrayed his entire power base, the 27% who put him in. He is doing the same thing that the Clintons did with their no-fly zone crap, that we were bombing the hell out of the Iraqis the whole time. George W. Bush, Barack Obama, where does it end? It's the same old crap. This country is run by the generals and now by the billionaires, and certainly we have an enormously powerful and a long in the process this has been Zionist influence on this government. I feel a little sick about this. I'm ashamed. I'm embarrassed. I'm angry. I'm not happy. This man has let a lot of people down. That's such a flimsy excuse to do this. It's a non-entity. No one has proven anything about this chemical attack except it apparently happened. That's all we know. And he's acting on information that he'll say, I'm not at liberty to disclose. Well, sorry, Mr. Trump, when you start putting us in a war footing with another country and attack them, you owe it to us. It's your responsibility to tell us. You got to square with the people. There's something really wrong here, Scott. You did circle it beautifully. He is either subjugated and under the control of the generals and the billionaires and the globalists elite, And McMaster is CFR, we know that. Or he lied to us, and he hustled us, and he conned us. And I'm not happy, obviously, with either one of those scenarios. But I don't know where else to go with it.
Well, they've miscalculated in that the American people, they thought were simply going to put him in office and then go to sleep, then go back and go
right.
to their knitting circles
right.
and do whatever they do.
That's
and
right.
no more pay attention to the direction of this country. They miscalculated that the American people were going to be disconnected. And I think that the American people were so sufficiently, you and I talked about this before, were so sufficiently inspired and energized and mobilized to overthrow the establishment by putting him in office, to overthrow the Jeb Bushes and the Marco Rubios and all of the effeminate, metrosexual, bureaucrat, warmongering, neoconservative
Teddy
Zionist
the pervert
types.
Cruz, don't forget
yeah.
him.
All of the American people were sufficiently riled up and inflated and inspired and just empowered to put him in office, and that fervor, that energy, just mental strength has not disappeared. And now that he has done this, I think all of these Americans are still in fighting mode. They're still in battle mode. Listen, we've been fighting since we got him elected. Michael Jay has a good term. We essentially lifted Trump up like a quarterback and threw him into the end zone. And
That's
we've
good.
Thrown him into the presidency.
Yeah.
But if he's going to pull a fast one, if he's going to pull a coward or a liar's way out and do this kind of crap, we're going to go in and remove him because the American people are still pumped up. They're still riled up because we've been fighting this in December, when Hillary Clinton and all these nut jobs tried to say the election was meddled with. They've tried to say the Russians meddled with it. All of that is lies. All of that is propaganda. They've tried to have vote recounts. All of that is propaganda. We know the WikiLeaks cables and the death of Seth Rich and all these other people that were disclosing the Podesta emails, which have leaked Pizzagate and pedophilia and other things. We've seen the WikiLeaks cables reveal, and I know from my personal experience, Hillary Clinton and Saudi Arabia and Qatar and the Clinton Foundation involved with Covington and Burling, the law firm, and doing money laundering for terrorism. Mm-hmm. I saw that up close and personal. My boss was Dov Zakheim. I knew him personally.
Really?
And all of that stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, he was my boss.
Mr. Day before 9/11. And how many trillions have gone missing? $10 trillion from the Pentagon.
That's right. And tell me God doesn't put people in interesting places so he can use them much later. And he certainly used me when he opened my eyes and said, look at all the people I put you around. Look at all the places I sent you, Bennett. Now I'm going to put you to work at exposing all of these people who thought you were a part of their team, thought you were part of their neoconservative Zionist establishment, which I never was. So I have a certain degree of hostility and energy, but I think it's also shared by the majority of the American people. Now, Donald Trump, by doing this action, is really inviting himself to be impeached and targeted by Americans.
Even his own support base. If he has betrayed us, and it sure looks like right now he has, we owe it to not only ourselves, but to our nation, our republic, to remove that man. We've got to get somebody in there who will do the job. If he won't do the job, if he caves, if he does what he's told, we don't want him.
That's right. We can't survive another Libya. We can't survive another Iraq. Europe cannot survive another Libya.
No.
And letting hundreds of thousands of refugees and migrants and families of migrants infect Europe like a tidal wave of radioactive tsunami.
Father, it's a fatal infection. It's terminal at this point. I don't know how they're going to reverse it. The Muslim Brotherhood is about ready to take over Sweden formally. Very close.
Well, I've always said you're going to have a retribalization of Europe. You're going to have the right wing stand up and throw these people out and wage civil war. You may have a re-geographic alignment. You may have a reconsolidation for some people pulling away from parts of Sweden that are no longer. I mean, it's like, you know, you certain people pull away from Detroit or Compton or these areas that mm-hmm. are seriously neglected and criminal. You simply pick up your bags and you move to another area of the state, you know, that's not infected. I think you may have the same thing happen in Europe, and they abandon certain parts, but they draw up the drawbridge and dig a moat and don't let any of these Wahhabi types in. And I think they could realign with Russia, because Russians have the strength, the stamina, the fortitude, the ferocity to fight these people in a way that they need to be fought, which is absolute ruthlessness and destruction. And I think Europeans will be attracted to that. The other final thing I'll say is, remember, there's a principle. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. Right. Well, the enemy of the American people is ISIS. So the enemy of ISIS is our friend. And that's what Bashar Assad is. He's the enemy of ISIS. That's what Russia is. They are the enemy of ISIS. So when we attack Assad and Russia by proxy in the base, we are showing ourselves to be friends with ISIS, friends with the Wahhabi terrorists.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No question about it. I honestly thought that, and I look, I think you might agree, we had expectations that this man was going to do something truly different. I thought one of the first things he would do as commander-in-chief was to order the beginning of the stand down and the removal and the bringing home of all American troops from Europe.
Yes.
I don't know how many we have, probably close to 100,000 altogether committed to help NATO supposedly fight off the Russian threat. I thought this man was going to turn that around. He said as much. He didn't do it. He's not doing anything that he talked about in his campaign. And I, for one, I've had it. I'm just done. This did it. This was it. He is acting every bit the same way as all the establishment killers and thugs that we've talked about and that we hate. He's doing it right now. What an idiot. If he believes that gas attack is proven, let him present the proof. It has not been proven who the culpable party is. And look what he's doing. And he said through NBC News, the story said, no humans were targeted in the near 60 cruise missile attacks on at least one major Syrian airbase. No humans targeted? I will bet that there are hundreds dead at least right now. Smoking ruins. Those missiles are ruthless with their targeting. They know exactly what they're going to hit. And I bet they gave the Russians notice very shortly before they launched. Well, I'm waiting to see. We still don't have anything formal from Russia. Sergei Lavrov, I think Vladimir Putin will take the stage and issue the response. And I hope it is extremely stern. This will not be tolerated. Can't be. One other thing, Scott, I want to repeat this. I think it's important. Syria is a sovereign nation state.
Yes.
It's our fault that they're having this grief. It's our fault that so many have died in Syria right now, fighting and killing in combat roles are Germans, French, the British, the Americans and their Gulf state coalition, the Saudis, the Turks, and all the different Kurd groups who are fighting, and, of course, the Israelis. That's a pretty damn busy venue. So how do you even go into something like that and come out with any kind of an expectation you're going to resolve anything? You can't. It's not possible. And what he has done is one of the worst, most stupid things in foreign policy that I think he could have done.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think he's not only set himself up for impeachment, he's set up the United States for complete ostracization, if you will. I think you're right. Putin and Russia has the moral high ground to step into the United Nations and say at the Security Council, the United States waged war in violation of the entire spirit of the United Nations and the family of nations. The reason for creating the United Nations was so that no one country could do what the United States is doing. No one country could wage unilateral war based on false evidence, false information, and that's exactly what the United States has done. And they're doing to Syria what they did to Libya. They're doing what they did to Iraq. And look at the chaos and the bloodshed and the refugees were produced. That is what the United States is doing. That's what Saudi Arabia is doing. That's what Qatar is doing. And don't think you're going to get oil, Europe. You're going to get bloody, violent savages and refugees and terrorists and all sorts of chaos, which is going to turn your pristine museum of European heritage into an ash heap of smoldering ruins, rabid rapists with a troglodyte, retard, mongoloid mentality, which is what these Wahhabis are.
Oh, yeah.
And the Zionists are going to laugh at you as you divide and are savaged by these people. Now, your choice is to divorce yourself of the United States as a schizophrenic warmonger, unless you want to live in a sense in a state of schizophrenia and war. But if you don't, you need to divorce the United States in this policy and come join Russia and China and Iran as part of the family of nations that want stability and prosperity. Mm-hmm. We're not destabilizing other nations. We're not waging war against other nations. The United States is, and NATO is, and the United Kingdom is. And we can't do that. The only hope is that there are enough human beings that love the truth and resonate with truth and hate lies and liars, because the facts of this Syrian chemical situation prove that the Syrians did not launch a chemical attack. This was a psychological operation. This was a rush to judgment, which is very suspicious.
Right.
More intelligence needs to come out. But you know what? Here's the other thing, Jeff. Every American in this country would say, you know what? I don't care what Assad does to these savages. I don't care if he strings them up and burns them alive because they're raping Yazidi women and doing all sorts of horrible things.
Yeah,
so make these Middle Easterners know how to fight a war and control people better than we do in Nantucket or in some sort of Oklahoma Bible Belt area.
Exactly.
Let these people fight the way they know how to fight and stay the hell out of it.
Right.
People in America are wise. They know these Muslim, Arabic nations and cultures and countries have their own personality and style of fighting. They're bloody, they're violent, but let them fight it out the way they want.
And let them stay the hell home and do it, huh? All right.
That's
Hold on a minute, Scott. We'll be right back with more. Hang on. Second half hour of that hour. Our guest is Scott Bennett. Scott will join the Rents Radio Network, your network, beginning next Monday. He'll be on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Jim Fetzer will be on Tuesday, Thursday, all in that 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern time slot. It's a great time slot, and I think you can tell right away that Scott Bennett has a lot to say and a lot to contribute. This is going to be a very good addition to the network. And I hope you'll welcome him and tune in and send him some emails. You'll get a chance. Okay. All right. The big story, of course, is Donald Trump declaring war. It's an act of war, no question about it, without Congress, once again, acting unilaterally against Syria. Now, if you watch the mainstream media, the fake news media, NBC News, CNN, 3 minutes ago, they're still reporting the basic same headline: Trump launches military strike against Syria. U.S. launches missiles at Syrian base after chemical weapons attack. See, this is the lie. The lie is that the chemical weapons attack was the reason for this response. It is not. The lie is the chemical weapons attack was perpetrated by Bashar al-Assad. It was not. So I know all of you understand this, but I've just got to go through it. The amount of lying, obfuscation, and disgusting twisting of reality has never been more grievous than it is now, and never been more challenging to people of good faith and good mind to go in there and do their own discernment. They've got to do it. You're not going to get... If you look at the television and think you're informed, oh my, you got problems. So hold off. Watch for the response from Vladimir Putin and Russia. That will tell the tale. Vladimir Putin will not lie. He will not lie to anyone. He never has. It's not in his character. Sergei Lavrov, the same thing. So watch for Russia. We're waiting. There'll be a response. I hope they draw a line in the sand very sternly, very strictly, and very quickly. But I suggest that Scott Bennett is right. Vladimir Putin will issue a statement or have Sergei Lavrov go to the UN, and he'll take the high road. He is an incredible diplomat. He's a brilliant man, and I think he'll be able to handle this relatively easily. But if it continues, that's the problem. Now, let's not focus on Syria entirely, which I said last night was ripe for an attack. Look at North Korea, okay? That's Beijing's retail storefront. Nothing goes on in North Korea without Beijing's approval. All right, get that. Just put that on the table and accept it. Now you've got the South China Sea, and then China yesterday said the East China Sea is also their concern, and they will not stand for it to be militarized. So they've expanded their hegemony in that area. They'll attack Taiwan if North Korea is attacked. The Chinese will go right after Taiwan. Mark my words, I think you can just about count on it 100%. There will be no easy victory in North Korea. The only way we can go into North Korea and even wage war is with nuclear bunker busters. North Koreans have, for decades, been building underground, and I mean way underground. So if they go down there, and the North Koreans are as smart as Tim Riefat, and I believe they are, and they have lined their target areas with cobalt 60 or cobalt 59, we will stir that up, pump it up into the lower altitudes, if not the mid altitudes. It'll come right over here and it'll start to wipe out North America. Far worse than Fukushima is doing, by the way. So don't take the North Koreans as some kind of a crackpot little dictatorship. They're very sophisticated and they are an extension of China. Now let's move over to Iran. If we go in and try and take Iran out, what will that require? Nuclear bunker busters. No other way. These are nuclear wars. We will literally have to go to nuclear war if it is decided by the president, although I'm not sure he's deciding much of anything, to go to war to try and circumvent Kim Jong-un's nuclear arsenal, which is growing rapidly, or the Iranians. And the Iranians are very smart. I don't believe they have nukes. I don't think they need them. They know there are other means at their disposal to achieve parity real fast with the West. Scott, there are too many venues out here. And then we haven't even mentioned Ukraine. Huh. You there, Scott? Go. Oh, I hope we didn't lose Scott. All right. Well, let's get him back. See if I have an email about this. No, there have been a lot of strange things happening lately in terms of connections and audio, hacking. I've had two major emails that I build stories on for the news just vanish right off my homepage. I'll go one column to the left to pick up a story, go back to the news, which is, you know, has 40 or 50 stories, to plug it in, rewrite the headline, and...
All right, Jeff, I'm gone. Back with you.
Okay, good.
Looks like the whole everything went blank and shut down, so somebody's meddling with our ability to talk, it seems like.
They can do that anytime they want. Good that you're back. The issue is North Korea, Iran, Ukraine could all explode tomorrow. This Syria thing is one thing. Syria is a part of the greater Israel roadmap. They have to have control of it. But if Trump bows and serves his Israeli masters and fights another war for Israel and tries to take out Iran, it's not going to go well. It's not going to go well at all. And then look at Ukraine. My God, 130,000 troops still lined up, fully armored, air cover, the works, ready to invade the East. Unfortunately for them and Porky in Kiev, Vladimir Putin said again he will not tolerate for Eastern Ukraine to be invaded and overrun. So we've got an amazing number of things that could happen at any time. Go ahead.
Well, what's interesting is that Trump has essentially proven himself to be a liar or a fool or both.
There you go.
By claiming that evidence exists that never existed, that this chemical attack or chemical issue was done by Syria and all that other BS, he is rushing to judgment about something that's impossible to judge without a forensic analysis, which requires more than 2 days. And anybody with a brain understands that. So they look at Trump and go, wait a minute, you're a fool, or you set this up, which means you're a liar, and I hate both. So he's instantly put himself in a position to be judged a fool or a liar. So Putin, who's very smart, is going to step up and say, aha, you said you wanted better relations and that you weren't going to push regime change and you weren't going to push democracy down the throats of other nations. And you said that Obama and Hillary and the fight against ISIS in Syria was wrong. But then you do the opposite of everything that you claimed, everything you said you were not going to do, you do. So now we have no conclusion other than you are a complete liar, and everything that comes out of your mouth is going to be a lie. And anything you say you're going to do, we're going to expect the opposite. So suddenly, you can't be trusted against in any Ukraine situation.
Right. All right. We lost Scotty again. We'll get him right back. There are a lot of people who fought valiantly to help Trump get elected. They believed in him. They believed the message he was giving. I'm getting emails now. Trump is a disappointment. Needs to go. Impeach him now. Time's up for Trump. Impeach Trump now. And these are people in his support base. All right? This is not isolated. And when they digest what has been done this evening, of course it's tomorrow over there, I think there are going to be a lot of people who have just had it. And as Scott made quite clear, their energy, their patriotism, their love of country, their desire and their demand that this country be given back to the people has not gone away. They're very, very motivated, and we'll have to see what the group does. But it's clear that we didn't get it. As Scott said, he's either a liar or a fool. There's no other way to analyze it. I can't think of any. None. So we'll see. Watching again momentarily for a Russian response. We'll see if they come up with something here in the next half hour or less. Hope so. Now, your attention is drawn again to the schedule next week. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Scott Bennett. Tuesday, Thursday, Jim Fetzer. You there, Scott?
Yeah, I'm here. They keep cutting us off.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. All right.
Well, I don't know how far I got, but I just wanted to say in closing that I think Trump and Ukraine and President Putin, they're all recalibrating all of their diplomatic filters and conversations. And, you know, Russia has nothing to lose at this point. They can stand up in the United Nations and laugh. Haley, the U.N. ambassador, the U.N.
Nikki Haley.
They can laugh her out, if not tar and feather her out.
They
can laugh Tillerson out, because these people have no character. They have no honesty. They have no honor. They have nothing but lies seeping out of them like a black
oil. No integrity, no credibility, nothing.
None. And that's what the world doesn't want. We've had 15 years of the moral conscience America lobotomizing the rest of the world. And the rest of the world is saying, no, I'm not going to subject my country to that operation. It is not going to enhance my intellectual capabilities. It's going to retard and cripple me. And the Americans are saying, trust us, this is democracy. Trust us, this is for your best interest. Trust us, this is for defending your human rights. And instead, they're coming in and lobotomizing these countries like they did in Libya. I think the world is saying, no, 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 no. We're not going to be fooled anymore. We've seen what you really are. You're the picture of Dorian Gray. And Donald Trump, it's as sad as it makes me, it outrages me and sickens me that he would allow this to happen. But he's either a liar or a hypocrite. His only hope is to completely turn 180 degrees and say, everybody gave me false information and lies. I'm turning away from this, and I'm getting back on track. I'm firing everybody in my cabinet.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
It ain't going to happen. They'll kill him if he does. He's gone. They'll just take him right out.
Some things are worth dying for. Some things are worth dying for.
He would go down if he did that. Scott, I agree with you. He would go down in history, even though it would be a short history for him, as a true American patriot. And that right now is gone.
Yeah.
He's a horror right now. He's an establishment horror doing the bidding of his masters. And you can fill in the blanks.
We were on the phone this week with Devin Nunes' staff. We were on the phone with the White House, the press office. We were on the phone with Senator Bill Nelson. We were on the phone with a lot of different members in Capitol Hill, educating them about the false Russian surveillance narrative, and that the true fact was we were part of the people who briefed the Trump administration, the Trump campaign in July about Hillary Clinton, terrorist financing, all of that in shell game. Paul Preston and I from Agenda 21 Radio called Michael Cohen, Trump's attorney, and briefed them all thoroughly on this material. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons we're speculating, and let them prove us otherwise, but that's part of the reasons that Trump was surveyed. That's why they listened to him, because John Brennan and Ben Rhodes and Susan Rice and all sorts of colorful characters were identified. And we made Congress know about that. That's what we're going to continue to do, is push shell game and Brad Birkenfeld's material and Lucifer's Banker and lay out the case that there was terrorist financing, the highest levels of the American government knew about it, and they all committed treason by doing nothing about it. And if nothing else, we can inspire some Americans to rise up and take positions in Congress and get this country back, if nowhere else but in their own hearts, in their own communities. This is a time to fight like never before. And some things are worth dying for. And I never retreat, and I never surrender.
In the Kremlin, yesterday, a very interesting meeting called by Vladimir Putin, during which the Russian president said, and I'm going to quote here, 95% of the world's terrorist acts are orchestrated by the CIA. And the St. Petersburg metro bombing must be investigated with this in mind, end quote. That's Vladimir Putin. The man is totally right. Totally right. The CIA is the most egregious merchant of death and suffering on the planet, period. I don't know of anything that comes close to it. We have become what the evil Soviet Union was.
Yes. Yes. It makes sense, doesn't it, Jeff, that they have done this strike on Libya because they are trying to cover up and distract the people of the world away from the bombing in St. Petersburg. It makes sense. They're trying to distract people away from the establishment, Trump surveillance, Russian surveillance. I still would like to keep hope and give Trump the benefit of the doubt that he's the victim of bad people, bad information. He, of course, is to blame for bringing these people around him. But if he's not going to stand for truth, then he stands for lies. It's very, very simple. The facts and truth are on one side, lies and fabricated false evidence is on the other. And we choose what we love and what we stand for. And it is Iran and Russia that seem to be the only real nations that are about stability and peace. And it's very bizarre for me to say that, because I grew up in the 80s and I was taught everything the opposite.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
This isn't the Soviet Union, it's Russia. RT is a very good program. I've been on twice on Peter Lavelle's Crosstalk, mm-hmm. and nobody tells me what to say. Nobody compromises me. I tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth mm-hmm. as I mm-hmm. see fit, and I will always do that. And nobody except Press TV has given me that platform. They don't tell me anything to say. I just get up and tell them what I think, why. I never reveal classified info, but only Press TV and RT have done that. And yet they're called propaganda machines. It's absolutely unconscionable.
I agree.
But you know, we have to see where the infections are in order to cleanse ourselves of them. We have to know where the leprosy is to pour, you know, out the truth, and where the gangrene is to do some surgery and amputation. And it's time to amputate John McCain and Lindsey Graham and Dianne Feinstein and all of these other, you know, coward pedophile types. Remove them from the American land. We need a complete cleansing in this country.
Yeah.
And I know,
well,
sociologically we've
That's what Trump said. He used to say the right things. Drain the swamp.
Yeah.
That was one of the last good things Trump said before he was taken over, or before he morphed into the establishment hack he has now become. He said the right things. Now he's filling the swamp. It's a new swamp, different fish, but they're still vile. They're still anti-patriot. They're anti-American. They are all about themselves. They are billionaire globalist elite, or they're Zionist stooges or Zionist operatives. And that's the majority of it. And that may sound simplistic, but, prove me wrong, please.
That's right. That's right. The simpler we can make things and understand things and communicate things for people, the more truthful we are. Those people who try and overcomplicate things and spin and make things excessively, elongated, those are the fools and the liars and the manipulators
and
the deceivers.
Right. Exactly right. All right.
The image I get of Trump is of I'll leave it this way. The image I get of Trump is he's Anakin Skywalker. Is he going to turn to the dark side and become Vader? Or are we going to be able to turn him back to the light side and get rid of all the people who've been trying to corrupt him?
I don't know how we're going to get rid of them when Jerry Kushner just got rid of Steve Bannon.
Well, let's pray. Let's pray hard, and let everybody flood with emails, phone calls, and let them know they will not get away with anything. We are not asleep, and we will never surrender this country to their agenda. No one can fight like an American inspired, and this is the time to be inspired and prepare to fight legally, constitutionally, but now is the time.
Well, it's now or never. We really, Trump, I used to refer to him and his election prospects as the final crossroads. We've now come to the final crossroads. We've made the turn. We've followed Trump.
Yeah.
We've invested ourselves in Trump. And Trump is now saying, well, gee, this looks like a dead end, because it's the same old establishment crap. And this can't go on.
George W. Bush did. Remember, George W. Bush came in as a conservative, a compassionate conservative. He wasn't going to go on these foreign policy operations, and he did exactly the opposite. He betrayed Americans and took us down the road of 9/11 and endless wars. Trump is doing the same thing, and that's where we're not going to be fooled again. We saw it with George W. Bush. Never again.
What a flimsy excuse. These neocons, they just can't wait. They can't stop themselves. They have a lust for this kind of stuff. So they picked up this lousy fake, in case you missed it, folks, excuse about, well, we're going to avenge the victims of the chemical attack. We're going to take out the Air Force base from which it came. It's really embarrassing. It's that bad. It's disgusting.
Well, Press TV had a debate with Marwa Osman, and she's a wonderful journalist in Lebanon or so, and she said it was reported that the people killed in that building had been kidnapped a week or two before.
I heard that too. I heard that too, and drugged, perhaps, left there as living targets. Anything's possible here. They could have been put. They could have been stocked in that building and stashed there in a drugged state, so they'd be they wouldn't try and get away. And there's your death count. I just don't know. All I do know is that anything is possible. The amount and the quality of the advanced technology. I'm talking about mind control, electromagnetic influencing of anything you can imagine is there. And it's probably 10 to 15 years down the road from what we're allowed to know, which isn't a whole hell of a lot. It's that bad. So when they have technology like that, they can turn it on us through the cell phone network, through the electric grid in this country. They can influence us to feel happy, sad, scared. They can do a lot of things. We'll never know because they'll never tell us unless we can live long enough to where it's finally declassified, which probably won't happen. But the technology we're up against, Scott, is really extraordinary. It's science fiction, but it's now science fact. And George Orwell would sit up and just, he'd probably laugh. After being incredulous, he'd probably start laughing. The control is that complete.
Well, it's laughable, too, in the sense that Americans want it, like you wisely said, Americans put Trump in because he represented something different. He represented a non-politician type. And everybody knew he had limitations. Okay, he wasn't in politics. He wasn't in the military. He wasn't in the State Department. He's not really on the diplomatic, political, governance level. But we're going to give him a pass because we think his other traits and strengths will
exactly.
make up for it.
Yeah,
and now
exactly.
he gets in and he does this sort of total retarded political action. And every nation now looks at Trump and America and says, you are a bunch of warmongering retards. Everything you say is now a lie. And we're just going to boycott and we can't trust you in any way, shape or form.
No, we
and
look
by
like,
the way, all of your people are targets.
Yes. Oh, yes. And remember the list that came out. It's not been published yet, to my knowledge. If anybody has it, please send it. There was a list in England from a group that is pro-ISIS. It's a kill list. It's people who are blasphemers, who are non-believers, who are infidels, who criticize Islam, etc. There are over 8,000 on the list. I'd like to see it for obvious reasons. I think it's 8,700 people. And if that list is released, I'm sure the CIA and the FBI already have it. We'll see. But they put Trump on it as well. So the issue of fear now, if they start killing people, all they have to do is kill a few, and the panic will be extraordinary. Guarantee you 100%. Scott Bennett will be on this network beginning next Monday, 5 p.m. Pacific time. He'll be on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Please join and say hello, and you're going to have a program that you can be very proud of, and you'll learn a lot from. Thank you, Scott, for being here, and welcome aboard.
Thank you, Jeff. An honor to be with you, my friend. God bless.
All righty. Good night. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Scott Bennett. All right, back with Hour 3 in just a minute.